It's Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball is brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams.
Dr. Cappuccino and Cool Sculpting in Mount Airy. Griffith Plumbing, keep it flowing.
Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball.
The Mount St. Mary's University Basketball Team.
The Mark Turgeon Coaches Show. And Frederick County Sports Weekend, featuring Pete McLeod and Ed Luly. Now let's go to the gym for the call of tonight's game, featuring Pete McLeod.
With Ed Luly and Steve Nibbs.
And Bob Dacey is our producer tonight on WFMD, the big basketball night. Well, the girls from Frederick won decisively over the TJ girls in the first game, but we've got the boys game to go now, and TJ boys have been hot, 8-2. Steve Nibbs, Mike Chavez says he was proud of these guys.
Yes,
the athletic director.
Well, they had a little rough start. Certainly that opener we did against Oakdale, and then they lost to a game that everybody thinks, you know, you always have those games you should have won and gave away at Watkins Mill. But they put together seven in a row since then. So things, everybody, it seems like everything's clicking for TJ, and they're meshing it well together and got themselves on a nice roll. And nothing better to keep that going on a night like tonight.
A night like tonight, because they're beating Frederick, always tough. Frederick is always tough. And they come in here with a 4-5 record, but they play excellent competition. And we were looking at the statistics before, just for a few minutes here, and we'll give you some of the TJ players who have been leading this team through the first part of the season. I think you're going to start with J.R. Poe, 14.9 points a game he is averaging, among the scoring leaders in all of Frederick County. And also up there is Braxton Foreman, averaging 12 points a game, and Richard Rivas of TJ averaging 12.3 points. The guard, very quick guard for TJ. And also in rebounding, J.R. Poe averaging 10.3 rebounds, so he's averaging a double-double there in rebounds and points. Quite a year for him. They're introducing now the Frederick Cadets. Coming out on the floor,
Brody Reinhardt.
Brody Reinhardt was introduced.
Jameek Hill.
I don't know if they're introducing the whole team or well, no. Jameek Hill is definitely one of the leaders of this team. Number 11, Tariq McKenzie, of course, the veteran for Frederick.
Jaden Arrington.
Jaden Arrington, the big freshman. The lights just went out, and the spotlight comes on. And things are going too quickly for me here. I can't keep up with all this stuff. It's a big night at TJ as we're getting ready for the boys' game. And the TJ Patriots now going to be introduced. And the crowd is here in attendance. All four sections are jammed. Here he comes, Richard Rivas. Averaging over 12 points a game at guard for TJ. He is an excellent player.
Zay Brooks
coming out there. J.R. Poe averaging a double-double in points and rebounds early in this season.
The big guy down inside, Bennett Commander.
Here is Bennett Commander. Here's Braxton Foreman.
The only senior on the squad.
He is a good one.
Starter, yes indeed.
That's the TJ Patriots coming in here with an 8-2 record against 4-5 for the Frederick Cadets. And all the state championships they're highlighting right now, won by Coach Dickman. Tom Dickman here for years. Was it six state championships?
Seven
state championships over the years in the 80s and 90s. For Coach Tom Dickman, who is now the athletic director at Hood College. Going to get ready for our national anthem here, a packed house at TJ tonight for this big one.
Through the pale moonlit sky, one of them.
They're two sisters, older sister and younger sister, doing that duet. That was well done. The older sister is now here at TJ, and she's now helping coach the cheerleaders, and her younger sister's a senior. So
They're having fun, getting a lot of hugs over there on the far side with the cheerleaders. And they look at the students.
Yes, they're in red. It's a red out tonight.
Oh, man.
They'll be in it all the way for sure.
Waiting for the teams to come out here. Patriots in their red and white uniforms, Vegas gold for the Frederick Cadets. And they're going to do battle. These kids know each other. They play against or even with each other in all kinds of leagues around the area.
Growing up, you play against one another and or play with each other all the way through school. This is a great rivalry, and it's a fun night, as I said earlier. Just a great night for basketball, no matter who you root for.
All right, it'll be Frederick going from our right to our left. As we get the opening tip controlled by TJ, they'll be going from our left to our right.
That's Brooks.
Zay Brooks with the ball, bringing it up for the TJ Patriots. It's over to Rivas. Rick Rivas on the side. Oh, back over to Brooks. Brooks going to drive right
nice
in the paint. Goes to the basket. Puts it in.
My.
Tay Brooks.
Boy, Zay Brooks made an exceptional move there. Drove the basket off the glass. TJ and a man-to-man here.
2 points for Tay Brooks here right off the bat. Zay Brooks, I should say. Coming to the top of the key now as Frederick works that ball around Jameek Hill. Jameek Hill in for a close jumper. Won't go. Rebound is taken down by TJ. Coming
Braxton
the other way.
Foreman.
Laying it up. Foreman scores. Goes coast to coast. And Braxton Foreman scores. Had a timeout right away.
No, he had a walk.
A walk. Okay.
TJ ball.
It is TJ ball, 4-0. TJ with 7:14 to go here in the first quarter.
Can't remember his pronouncer. I hope it's right. Zayad Kolo is in the game now for Frederick.
Kolo. All right, we'll call him Kolo. TJ with the ball now, working that ball around with a 4-0 lead here early, but the ball thrown away. And Frederick comes back the other way. Jameek Hill got in that passing lane and got that pass down. He gives off there unselfishly to a teammate as they're working that ball down the other end. Now Frederick with the ball. That was Kolo.
Nice move.
Oh, man, what a move to the basket.
Jameek Hill.
That was Jameek Hill.
He's our leading scorer, Pete, coming in. He's averaging double figures. I think if we look, he was the only one for Frederick. He is averaging 15.3 points per game for the Cadets. Nice move.
We've seen him score before. He's a real good player, Jameek Hill.
Indeed he is.
Hill's shot is up, and it is good to make it 4-3 and bring Frederick within 1 point.
Kolo goes out. Nathan Osai coming back in.
Reinhardt's in there for Frederick, also Jameek Hill. And here comes Brooks and Rivas to break that press, and they do as they get it up deep in the corner. The shot is no good, and the rebound is fought for, and it will be taken and put up and almost in. The rebound finally, and going to be a foul under there, I believe.
Yeah, JR's a little upset with himself. I should have had that put back. I think the foul was a foul on Bennett, Commander. Yeah. That's his first, team first, I believe. Nope, team second.
All right, with the ball now, the Frederick Cadets bring it up. Nathan Osei with it.
Reinhardt has it.
Reinhardt in the corner. Now they work the ball up to the top. And that's Tariq McKenzie, the veteran. McKenzie hauling out signals. There's Jameek Hill with the jumper just inside the arc. Won't go. The rebound is taken down over there by Commander. And, TJ throws the ball away after Commander got that big rebound. They couldn't handle it.
That gets coaches unnerved a little bit. And Coach Manley didn't like that.
Score is 4-3 early here. The TJ Patriots with a one-point lead. Frederick
nice
with the ball. Jameek Hill gets that ball back outside. Shot won't go. Rebound is fought for. There's going to be a foul on the rebounding action. Might be on Brooks. No, it may be on the Frederick player.
No foul. Just both going for the ball and knocked out by Jared Harrington.
All right, with the ball now is Frederick.
They're using
TJ Frederick with it now. They get the ball in the corner. Foreman puts up the shot from deep in the corner. That won't go. Rebound fought for. Brooks gives it up to Rivas. Rivas working that ball on the side. The shot is up around the rim and out.
J.R. Poe with a nice shot.
Poe, a very good player.
Battling
in
his commander. Can't get it to fall. And Foreman does.
That's Foreman gets
the tip
it in. Tariq McKenzie with the ball now for Frederick. 6-3. TJ by three. They work that ball out.
Nice pass inside.
And coming
tough
down with the
there
ball on a good rebound there is Bennett Commander.
Bad pass, threw it away, but got rid of it.
Up. Poe! Nails
J.R. Poe.
It. J.R. Poe. 8-3. Frederick slowing things down a little bit. Nathan Ose with it.
TJ in a 1-3-1 zone.
Oh, Rivas got in the passing lanes and knocks the ball out of bounds. Rick Rivas, that guard that won't stop moving around. He's just an excellent player, a big scorer, too, for the TJ Patriots.
Zone giving Frederick a little bit of trouble here, forcing them to take shots they don't want to take.
McKenzie working that ball over to Foreman. Top of the key it goes as they work the ball. Reinhardt with a bounce pass along the... Foreman spins away after making the steal and works that ball up, driving along the baseline. Oh, a block underneath by Jameek. Was that Jameek Hill?
That was Tariq McKenzie.
Tariq McKenzie that
nice,
got the block.
Nice defense.
Beautiful block.
Yes, indeed. Outstanding block.
8-3. TJ ahead and with the ball as they work that ball in the corner to Foreman. Now it goes up top
nice
to Brooks underneath.
Speed.
And Commander. Bennett Commander.
Nice drop step and shot off the glass.
10-3, 7-point lead for TJ.
Timeout by Frederick. Coach need to settle his. Coach Schreiber settle his kids down a little bit.
Coach Greg Schreiber talking things over, and of course Coach John Manley of the TJ boys. The Frederick girls have already won decisively over TJ in the first game, but this second game right now has TJ in front 10-3 with 4:16 to go in the first quarter. Remember, boys playing this year with that 35-second clock hasn't seemed to make a huge difference. Steve was pointing out that towards the end of the game sometimes it becomes a factor, but doesn't seem to be the huge factor that some people thought it would be. Reinhardt will put that ball in play for Frederick as they bring the ball up.
Nathan Osei. Nice move by Tariq Hill.
McKenzie's shot is an air ball, and Poe gets the rebound. Poe bringing it up for... Oh, the pass cannot be handled by Foreman.
Braxton was trying to go to the basket before he had it.
Yeah.
It went off his hand and out of bounds.
Big turnover because that had a chance to go to a nine-point lead. And with the ball now is McKenzie. Tariq McKenzie gets it in the corner. Deep shot from the corner. That won't go. Rebound taken down by Brooks. And Brooks brings the ball back up for TJ. Works that ball around. There's Poe. Oh, with a nice pass. Poe driving to Foreman, who puts it in.
Nice baseline drive by Braxton Foreman. TJ off to a good start.
It is 12-3 now. TJ
trapped in the corner.
Lead 3:35. They double team in the corner. They get the steal. Here comes Rivas for TJ with a 12-3 lead.
Nice
Rivas
pass.
Bounce pass underneath to Foreman, who lays it in.
Wow, what a nice bounce pass by Richard Rivas.
Oh, Rivas to Foreman to 14-3.
That's how it's done. That's how it's drawn up, Pete.
What big time basketball here at TJ tonight with 3:25. And here come the cheerleaders, who are gymnasts, of course, with a great floor exercise right in front of us.
Doing their back handsprings, and one of them will come up and do a back tuck. That's unbelievable.
That. Tremendous athletes out there on this TJ cheerleerleading squad entertaining
the
fans. Wow, look at this. Look
and
at this.
Boom, way out.
Man.
Nicely done.
And the students give her a standing ovation. 14-3.
This game has everybody amped up, Epi. I tell you that, doesn't it?
You can't help it. Get excited with the atmosphere in this TJ gym tonight.
It's a great, great crowd tonight for sure.
I tell you, 4 o'clock this afternoon, there were people around here wondering when they were going to open the doors.
I would get calls as late as 4 o'clock to see if I had any tickets left. It's always a game people want to come back, and it's always good to see former students and former players.
Standing room only as Osei, Nathan Osei, brings that ball up, averaging 10 points a game for Nathan. Frederick with the Vegas gold uniforms holding it now. Top of the key, it goes back over to Osei. There's a three-point shot put up. It's around the rim and in. It just rattles in.
Jaden Harrington.
Harrington, the freshman.
Yes.
Jaden Harrington, the freshman, gets the three.
Big bucket there for Frederick.
14-6.
And nice
Brooks
steal.
Brooks loses the dribble, picked up by Foreman. Foreman at the top of the game. No-look pass. There needs a commander. No good. A bounce. No good. They tipped it. It wouldn't go.
Boy, Zay Brooks
on the floor. Bodies on the floor. The ball's still loose.
I think it's going to go off of Bennett Commander's leg.
You're right.
He kicked it. Boy, there was a battle in there.
Good eyes there,
Boy,
Steve.
Great hustle by Zay Brooks. Going on the floor. Checking his elbows. He got some floor burns on that one.
14-6. Intensity at TJ tonight. 2:33 to go in the first quarter. 14-6 TJ.
Nice passing.
That ball underneath. Reinhardt with a three. Won't go. Rivas the rebound. Rivas trapped in the backcourt, getting away from Osei now as he brings that ball up with a right-handed dribble. Looking over towards Brooks. Oh, yeah.
Crossover.
Quick dribble goes right by with a crossover. Drives to the basket. Won't go. Rebound up by Commander. And now Foreman.
Foreman
gets it. Wow. Ted Foreman is off to a big start as he has 10 points.
And Braxton, no, he just shouldn't have done that. That was a foul on him.
So that's his first foul with 10 quick points for Braxton Foreman. 16-6 is our score.
Well played game so far, Pete.
Yeah.
Three team fouls for TJ and none for Frederick.
Foreman coming in here with a reputation as an excellent basketball player. Again, this is his third year, I believe,
yes,
as a starter. Top of the key now goes to Osei. Osei with Rivas on him. Gives it over to Jameek Hill. Jameek Hill off
nice
the
drive.
Glass on a drive, and he scores. Jameek Hill.
Nicely done by Jameek. Brett Coghlan then now for TJ.
Rivas to Poe. Poe moving to the basket. Poe triple team. Gets it to the open man to Foreman. Now to Brooks. Shot won't go. Rebound is taken down by Frederick's freshman. Arrington.
Oh, nice
and now
steal
a steal by Rivas up the other end. Here comes Rivas. Rivas, a jump shot from the free throw line, won't go, and a rebound by Frederick. Tariq McKenzie to Reinhardt for a three. That won't go. Rebound fought for, taken down by TJ.
That was Foreman on the rebound.
Foreman like a block of granite under there to get that rebound. Brett Coughlin, I see, is in the game.
Coughlin, yep.
For Frederick. There's Poe with a three. That won't go. Rebound is grabbed, taken out of the hands of Rivas by Jameek Hill. Reinhardt staying outside that three-point arc. Rivas giving him all kinds of
nice
problems.
Pass.
There's Osei underneath to a driving Jameek Hill, who lays it in.
Osei with Hill. A beautiful pass.
Oh, from Osei. What a great pass by Osei to a driving Hill.
And that cut it to six.
Jameek Hill. You got to watch him. Hill now, early in this game, has 7 points.
Timeout by Coach Manley just to calm things down a little bit here.
51.6 seconds to go, first quarter. It is TJ 16 and Frederick 10. A packed house, standing room only here at the TJ Gym tonight.
High energy, great basketball.
And the girls in the girls' game, of course, a big victory for Frederick, 76-38 over TJ.
They go to 10-2, I believe, right, Pete?
10-2. The Frederick girls defending state champions are 10-2. Here we go. Foreman slowing down a zone defense being put up by Frederick right now against this TJ attack to Rivas, to Poe. Poe on the baseline, back to Rivas. Rivas outside the arc, top of the key, it goes over to Foreman. Now they pass to Brooks. Brooks, a baseline drive, puts up the five-foot jumper. That won't go. Rebound, no good.
My.
The tip is no good. Brooks gets it. Brooks fighting.
Nice pass.
Oh, he got it to Reinhardt, and it was knocked out of Reinhardt's hands.
That was Brett Coughlin.
Coughlin, rather.
Coughlin, yeah. Brett,
knocked
Brett,
out of his hands.
Brett Coughlin. I tell you, those guys can get off the floor.
All right, walking that ball up now for Frederick is McKenzie. McKenzie's shouting out signals now. It looks like a zone defense by
yes,
TJ. Also, there's Arrington with a long three. That won't go, but the rebound hauled down by Frederick as TJ could not get the defensive rebound. Deep in the corner now is Hill. He's dangerous. Hill takes up the 15-footer. It won't go. And the rebound is grabbed by Rivas, who gets in there among the big people, but he loses the rebound. It's picked up by McKenzie. McKenzie, a no-look pass off to the side. The shot is no good. And the buzzer sounds on the end of the first quarter, and a wild first quarter it was. Our score after one quarter of play is TJ 16, Frederick 10. You're listening to Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD. All right, we are back now. Pete McLeod and Steve Nibbs. Bob Dacey is our producer tonight. We are at the jam-packed TJ Gym, the second half of the doubleheader in the intra-city battle between TJ and Frederick. And Frederick with the ball now, trailing 16 to 10, and a whistle right away. And there's going to be a foul under, no, a blocking foul underneath.
That was on Unique Holly.
Unique Holly, okay. Saeed Kolo is into the game for Frederick. And also the freshman in there, Arrington. Jaden Arrington, the 6'3" freshman for Frederick. Bringing the ball up is Rivas, the spark plug of a point guard for the Patriots. Over to Foreman, back to Rivas, top of the key. Rivas back to Foreman, they play catch. Foreman with the ball, holding it outside the arc, fires it to Rivas over on the right side. Rivas looks at Brooks, gets Brooks deep in the corner. Brooks along the baseline is stopped, gets the ball back out to Foreman outside. They'll watch the shot clock at 13 seconds now for the boys. Rivas with a three, puts it up, and he got a three-pointer.
That was three steps behind.
Oh, my goodness, Rivas with a big three.
Wow.
Nice throw. Stole the ball by Brooks.
Brooks coming the other way.
Oh,
Zay Brooks,
nice
a no-look pass to Braxton Foreman.
Wow.
And he scores. Foreman scores to make it 12 points for him and 21 to 10. Reinhardt misses the shot. Rebound again by TJ. Outlet pass to Rivas. He comes up on the run. Moves in. Tries to get the shot up. It's blocked. Rebound up. That won't go. And the rebound finally taken by Rivas. Gets his own rebound and gets it back out to Brooks.
A lot of banging in there.
Driving to the basket, putting up his Poe. It won't go. Might have been partially blocked. And coming out of there with it is the freshman Arrington for Frederick.
JR got himself too far underneath the basket that time.
Reinhardt, a three, won't go. Foreman gets the rebound. Here comes Braxton Foreman. The ball knocked out of his hands. The ball is loose. Goes out of bounds. It'll be TJ Ball under their own basket with a 21-10 lead.
Kolo with a great hustle there. Almost saved it for Frederick. So in comes Antoine Wright for TJ.
Bennett Commander in there, of course, along with Foreman. Brooks in there also.
Antoine, a 6'4 senior.
Antoine Wright in there for TJ.
Give Braxton a breather.
There's Rivas outside. Commander in there. Commander trying to get loose, trying to go back and forth. With it is Rivas. Rivas looking for an opening, trying to get along the baseline. Get it to Commander. Commander with an open 15-footer. Won't go. Rebound is taken down. Put up by Wright.
Oh.
Antoine Wright's rebound almost went. Commander gets the other rebound. That won't go. And there's a whistle underneath.
Big two-shot foul here.
Bennett Commander looks like he'll get two. I think you're right, Steve.
Unique Holly on the foul.
At the line, number 21. Bennett Commander shoots. And
that's his second.
So Unique now with two. At the line, Commander. And he sinks it all net for Bennett Commander.
Nathan Osai in for Frederick along with Jamie Kill.
Those are two scary players coming in. They are both so talented. Osei and Hill.
Eli Reinhardt now in for Frederick.
Eli.
Braxton Foreman in. Give JR a breather.
At the line is Commander. 22 to 10, a 12-point lead for TJ, and Commander can add to that. Shot is up, and it's good.
It's a 7-0 run for TJ.
And with the ball, bringing it up is Osei. He gives it over to Jamique Hill. Back to Osei at the top of the key. Zone defense. He's looking at the zone by TJ. Fires it over to Reinhardt. Cross-court pass. It goes.
Kolo.
Kolo with it.
Trap.
He's trapped. And the ball loose. Kolo trying to get control. And Rivas jumps up and gets it. Rivas with a one-handed pass.
A little too high.
Is scrambled for. There's going to be a jump ball, I think.
Thomas Johnson.
No, timeout. Thomas Johnson.
30-second timeout.
23 to 10, a 13-point lead.
Officials letting these fellas play, and
they are.
Well, you got, because you only have five fouls total for both teams combined. So,
5:42 to go in the second quarter, the second half of our big doubleheader here, the intra-city battle. This is always an event in Frederick, and tonight is no exception. We have a packed house here at TJ, and as we said, they were gathering at 4 o'clock this afternoon to get in here. And it wasn't that cold either out today.
No, and in this game, Pete, because of the energy and what it means. People want to get good seats, and that's why they get here early.
All right, putting that ball in play for TJ now will be Poe. And Poe sees an open Rivas, and Rivas with a three. Oh, it missed. Hits the inside of the iron, but the rebound taken by Commander. Commander to Foreman.
Oh, nice.
Foreman has
steal.
The ball knocked out of his hands by Osei.
Nice pass.
Osei gets the pass and lays it up and in.
What a pass by Nathan Reinhardt.
And he
Brody Reinhardt, excuse me.
Osei had just come up with a steal, and he gets rewarded.
Long court, perfect pass by Brody Reinhardt.
23-12. There's a lob back, kind of a dangerous pass there.
It was.
And sure enough, Jameek Hill steals it. He makes them pay. Gets it up to... Oh!
It's one right with
Reinhardt.
The block.
Reinhardt tried to come in, and the ball was blocked. Rivas. Rivas with a three. Yes!
Ugh. Wow.
Rivas.
That's how you put a good hustle back. Knocked it out of bounds. Rivas. The energy bunny.
26-12. A huge lead for TJ here with 4:58 to go in the second quarter. Rivas with a couple of threes to add to his arsenal.
Yeah, that's a 10-2 run here for TJ. It was only a 6-point lead going into the second quarter.
Bajan Bahari is in there now for TJ.
Bajan Bahai.
Bahai. And Colo drives and can't get it to go. And the rebound is taken down by Braxton Foreman. Foreman drives to the basket. Oh, he put it up there, went in and out. And here comes Frederick the other way in the fast break.
Oh,
a travel.
Travel.
And the ball goes over to TJ. And TJ with a 26-12 lead, 4:44 to go first half.
Now you don't want to have it. Coach Shriver, he doesn't want to, you know, you get opportunities like that. You don't want to waste them. And turnovers always will come back to haunt you. Well, J.R. Poe back in along with Zay Brooks. Along with Bajan Bahai and Antoine Wright.
Foreman.
Nice
Foreman,
pass.
A nice pass underneath to Poe. And the ball is knocked away, but there was a foul. Two shots for Poe at the line. They're going to get Osei for this, I believe.
Yes. So that's three apiece for each team now.
And at the line is J.R. Poe. What a player for TJ. Shot is up, and it is no good. He's got 2 points tonight.
Arrington in for Frederick.
The freshman. Very talented 6'3" freshman.
Holly back in for Frederick.
Shot is up by Poe and good. He gets that second with good concentration. Missed that first, but made sure of the second. 27-12 now. And bringing it up is Tariq McKenzie against the zone defense of TJ. Spread out now on the left side. He's way outside beyond the arc, motioning for his teammates to get open. Fires over to, I believe that's
Arrington.
To Arrington, the freshman who has the ball, comes out with it. Now driving is Reinhardt, puts it up, and bounced around
spin.
The rim. Couldn't get it to go, and the rebound taken down by
Bahai.
Bahai for TJ. Foreman with it. Foreman out to Brooks. Brooks driving into the paint. Puts it up.
My.
Oh, he got the basket. Oh. And the rebound is put up and in by Braxton Foreman.
He almost had to dunk on that, but he couldn't quite get there. But got it, dropped it in.
With the ball now on the attack. McKenzie. The three-point shot won't go. Rebound fought for. Comes up with TJ. TJ with it.
Antoine
and they pass the ball around.
Antoine Wright doing a nice job in there. For the minutes he's been there.
Everybody making a contribution here for TJ as they go deep on their bench. And the ball is stolen away by Tariq McKenzie. He falls down. They're going to call a foul on Tay Brooks, I think.
That's the first foul on Zay. Oh, his second, sorry. So he has two. He'll probably have a seat here.
Four
soon.
Team fouls on the Patriots.
There's Brett Conklin. He'll probably come in for Zay. Yep.
The intensity of this game, you have to have all these substitutions because it's just so intense. These kids are wearing out.
Yep. Oh, you got to have that bench, Pete, definitely.
Tariq McKenzie, as he has the ball now. Frederick on the attack.
They need some shots to fall.
R.J. Lumpkin in the game now for Frederick.
No.
Shot won't go. Rebound is taken away by Foreman. Foreman will bring it up himself. He can do so much.
Knows how to handle it.
Foreman, though, makes a bad pass, stolen away by Frederick. Lead pass up. They knock it away again, and Foreman comes the other way as the ball's knocked out of the hands of Frederick, and now he throws it away again.
He knows better, and he's kicking himself now for that.
Yeah, no question. Holly will put the ball in play to McKenzie for Frederick. Frederick trailing 29-12. 3 minutes even now left in the first half. As they work the ball over to the side now. Continue to play catch with it. Arrington with it. Arrington holds the ball. Arrington with a three. In and out of the rebound taken by Foreman. Right to Foreman. And he was right there to grab it.
And when you take those shots, you want to make sure you get at least another one beaten. And they're not getting that second shot.
Foreman with it. Looking for possibly for a pick to be set here. Can't get anybody to do anything.
Antoine Wright to Brett Coughlin.
Oh, Wright. Wright makes things happen, and Coughlin gets the basket from the baseline.
Nice shooter's touch, as you say, Pete.
But I tell you, that was created by Antoine Wright. Tariq McKenzie has the ball blocked as he tries to drive up to Poe. Poe drives to the basket, puts it up and in.
Nice rebound, nice pass. Boy, that's...
J.R. Poe, and it's 33-12. Who expected this?
Boy, I don't know, Pete. I tell you what, they've gone from, that's a 17-2 run.
Yeah.
TJ in the second quarter.
21-point lead all of a sudden for TJ. 2:14 to go in this first half. Who expected a one-sided duel? What looks like is a one-sided game here in this first half. It's been all TJ.
Yeah, the good defense by TJ. Excellent passing. The shots are falling for TJ, not falling for Frederick, and they're only getting that one shot. And when you're playing against the zone defense, if those shots can't fall, it's awful tough to get that second shot. You need that second and third shot, maybe, where with the man-to-man, TJ's collected down inside. They're battling. You've seen at least three or four times now where there's been a battle for a rebound, at least, and sometimes getting the ball back.
Yeah.
Getting that second and third shot.
Bahai is going to stay in there. Bahai and also Antoine Wright. The Rivas is in there. Coughlin, I believe, stays in there.
Yep, it's Coughlin. Bahai, Wright, Rivas, and Poe.
Poe is there too, yep.
So Braxton gets a breather. Commander,
Tariq.
Zay Brooks.
Tariq McKenzie. Holly will stay in there for the Frederick
Lumpkin.
Cadets.
Lumpkin.
R.J. Lumpkin handles the ball, gets it back over to McKenzie. McKenzie brings it up for Frederick. 33-12, big TJ lead with 2:07 to go in the first half. This is quite a TJ team. TJ trying to work that ball in. Having trouble
really
getting a shot. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Kirk McKenzie. McKenzie drives to the basket. The ball blocked.
Antoine Wright, that's his third block.
Is that right? Right,
yes.
Again? To Poe. And Poe misses the shot. The rebound up.
Bahai.
And in by Bahai. Bahai. Okay, 35-12. McKenzie can't get it to go. Frederick just can't seem to score here to stay with this TJ team. The ball is loose on the floor. A scramble for it.
And it goes out of Frederick.
Off of Frederick, it'll be TJ ball again with a 35-12 lead. Do you believe this?
Alex Ward now in for Frederick, along with Jared Brown.
I tell you, Coach Greg Schreiber trying to stop the bleeding here for Frederick.
Trying to find a combination to help him, and they're trying to do too much a little as far as the offensive end. They're only getting that one shot, not a great shot. They need to work the ball a little better and get a better shot.
Coughlin. Back to Rivas. Rivas with a three. Won't go. And the rebound taken down by Jameek Hill. Got way up there. Hill, coast to coast, lays it up around the rim and in.
Well, he's a good player, that's for sure, Pete.
Jameek Hill putting on a real display of his ability there. 35-14. TJ continues to work behind, trying to go for another basket. Can't get it. Scramble, rebound.
Jump ball.
Jump ball.
That's TJ, I believe, possession.
It is TJ under their own basket. Poe will put it in play. He's got Antoine Wright out there. He's got Bahai out there. He's got Coughlin out there. He throws it to Rivas. Reinhardt comes out for the defense, comes over in the corner to Poe. Top of the key now to Rivas. Rivas over on the left side. Stays outside that arc. Antoine Wright with it. Bounce pass back to Rivas. Rivas from the free throw line. The shot is good.
Three.
It's a three-pointer by Rivas, his third three-pointer.
Well, I tell you what. He does a lot of things for this team, Pete, that's for sure.
38-14. Beautiful passing by TJ. With it is Tariq McKenzie. The ball goes deep in the corner. And a violation along the step on the sideline.
They called a foul on Antoine Wright, I believe. Maybe.
Jameek
I thought
Hill.
He just knocked it out, and it was Frederick ball. But
Hill tried to drive along the baseline, and I think Frederick is indeed going to get the ball back here with 25.6 seconds left in the half. 38-14. TJ, do you believe that score? 37-14. They don't believe it. They took a point off. It's now 37-14. I don't know what that was.
I think the officials, that's what the officials were doing at the desk. They're making sure that the home book and the clock were right.
Okay, in the corner, a three-point shot won't go.
Coughlin.
For Jameek Hill and Coughlin with a big rebound for TJ. They can work it for the last shot now with a 37-14 lead. 12 seconds in the half. Rivas slows it down to Poe. Back to Rivas as they play catch. Zone defense for Frederick. 6 seconds on the clock. Right to Rivas. Rivas gets off a three. It's good.
Oh,
it's good.
Good.
It's good.
That was 10 feet beyond the three-point arc.
Oh, my word. A 4 3-pointers for Rivas. Our score at the half is an unbelievable. TJ, 40. Frederick, 14. We'll have our halftime show with all the stats coming up. Stay with us. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
And the excitement continues at halftime as they throw footballs. Is that footballs they're throwing?
No, I think I'm not
T-shirts?
Sure. T-shirts.
T-shirts into the crowd.
Cheerleaders.
They're throwing T-shirts into the crowd, and that's creating as much excitement as the game did.
That's serious stuff there, Pete.
All right. We're at halftime of a very surprising game. Who in the world would have thought TJ, you might have thought TJ would have the lead, but a 40-14 lead? That's just incredible, as TJ has played almost flawless basketball at times. Beautiful, unselfish passing and deadly shooting as Rick Rivas, their guard, their junior guard, who has 12 points on 4 3-pointers, and his offensive arsenal is just it's just awesome.
Well, you can tell he was in reading the article the other day, Pete. Richard has always been a hard worker, and he went and played AAU this past summer and worked on his game and was encouraged to be more aggressive to the basket. And he has done that, and tonight he's shown it. He's just all over the floor. He's what you need out there to bring the ball up, penetrate, score, or dish it back out to Foreman and Poe for the threes. He can shoot the three, as he's shown tonight. And then he's hustling back on defense. Just a complete all-around team player.
No question about it. He has 12 points. Also, J.R. Poe with 5 points. 14 points for Braxton Foreman. 2 points for Brett Coughlin. 4 points for Bennett Commander. And 2 points for Bajon Bahai, the junior.
And there again, you've got the... You always hear me talk about, you have those who know their role in this team, and they accept their role, and then you use them to their strength, use their strength. And Bahai came off the bench and played very well. Antoine Wright came off the bench. He's done a great job defense. I think he has 3 or 4 blocks. He has a bucket. Bahai has a couple buckets. Red Coughlin has a basket.
Yeah.
That all is extremely important and really helps, because you're able to rest those other fellas to get always have fresh legs coming in.
Frederick Cadets have tried to stay with TJ, not too successfully right now. Jameek Hill has, let's count these up here. I can't even read my own writing here. 5, 7, 9. Jameek Hill has 9 points for Frederick. 3 points for Jaden Arrington, the freshman. 2 points for Nathan Ose. And we may have missed some players there, but these are unofficial. Well, that's 14, I guess. 9, 12. Yeah, it's 14 points, so that is correct. I couldn't believe they only had 14 points. That's a double take there.
You do have a double take on that, Pete, that's for sure. I don't know. I've never seen the score at this point with a 26-point lead for either team. So certainly everything going TJ's way for sure.
But just a caution, Frederick can score points in bunches and very quickly. They've got a lot of gunners out there. Jameek Hill can go crazy. So can Tariq McKenzie and the freshman Jaden Arrington also. And some of the other players, too, are very good shooters. So this game far from over yet, even though it's a 26-point lead, an unbelievable 26-point lead for TJ at the half, 40-14. We'll take another break and come back with the start of the second half. TJ and Frederick. intra-city war going on here at TJ tonight. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Bob Dacey, our producer at WFMD Studios, doing a great job as usual. Pete McLeod and Steve Nibbs, we're trying to do a good job keeping up with these players and the fast action. It's at the speed of sound down here tonight, I'll tell you.
Both teams play up-tempo for sure.
All right, they just began. We just began the third quarter, 40-14, TJ ahead. Reinhardt with it for Frederick. Frederick on the attack now, going from our left to our right as they work the ball underneath. And they get it to Tariq McKenzie. On the outside, it's Jameek Hill. The shot no good. Rebound taken down by Foreman. Ahead to Rivas. Rivas to Poe, and Poe lays it in. Oh, my.
Richard Rivas sees the floor so well.
What a great guard, Rick Rivas. Reinhardt with it. Reinhardt gets it over to Arrington, the freshman. Back to Reinhardt, top of the key. High post set by McKenzie. Loses the dribble. Gets the dribble back. Forces it up. Great work by McKenzie. He couldn't get it to go, though. And Poe gets the rebound. Ahead to Foreman. Foreman stops and waits for the rest of the team to gather. Now he'll make his move.
Nice.
He passes
job,
off.
Pass.
Shot from 10 feet is good.
Bennett, Commander.
A little teardrop.
Nice drop pass by Braxton as she drove the baseline.
It's a 30-point lead, would you believe? Whew. Do you believe this? And now the steal in the passing lane by Poe. Ahead it goes to Commander. Foreman with the two-handed dunk.
Timeout, Frederick.
46-14 on the two-handed dunk by Foreman.
Whew.
Wow.
It's always a tough spot here for when you're in a game like this. Coach Fiber trying to keep his fellas positive and keep working here.
And the Frederick fans, just not much to say. What are you going to say to this? There are a lot of Frederick fans here, but haven't had much to cheer about. 46-14, they had a lot to cheer about in the girls' game, but not the boys' game. 46-14 with 6:36 to go in the third quarter. And you would think Frederick would have come out and cut that lead, but instead, TJ has lengthened the lead.
Well, they just play an exceptional defense, not giving Frederick any second opportunities. And with Rivas bringing the ball down the floor and driving the lane, sees the floor so well, and with his passing, and he's just so, that tough.
And instead of cutting into the lead is back up now to
32
points. Wow.
I think we'll have the clock will run now, Pete.
That's right, it will. Yeah, the new rule in high school basketball, the clock will run. There's a jump shot in the lane, won't go. Rebound is up. There's a foul on TJ, and Reinhardt will go to the line.
It'll stop on fouls, but any other situation, I think it continues to run.
Yeah, it's Eli Reinhardt at the line here for two shots. 46-14 the score. He could cut the lead to 30. You believe that? Shot is up, and it is no good. So he won't be cutting the lead to anything. Well, he has another chance here. Eli Reinhardt, the senior at the line. Shot is up, and it is good this time. 46-15. And here comes TJ Foreman. Foreman can dribble that ball up the floor, too. Foreman with a no-look pass underneath, driving to the basket. Won't go in. Commander almost had a layup along the baseline. He gets a rebound. I think he got fouled.
Yeah, he did. He's disgusted with himself. He knows he should be making those putbacks right there around the bucket.
Yeah, those
and,
are.
Should have made them. Should be a three-point play, but he gets two.
Well, Bennett Commander at the line. With a name like that, you figure he's going to take charge, and he does. He misses the free throw, though.
In and out.
He's got 6 points tonight. He misses that free throw. He's an exciting player to watch. He and Foreman in combination are quite a combination. Shot by Commander is good.
Yeah.
And here comes Frederick on the attack. Frederick not even ready for the pass, and the steal by Foreman to Commander, who lays it in. They take advantage of every single mistake.
They sure have. That's what you have to do.
49-15. Do you believe this? Cola with it now. He's double teamed, trying to work that ball around.
and stolen.
Frederick just can't even dribble the ball. Here comes Foreman driving to the basket and lays it in. It is a shootout here.
Total domination, Pete.
Frederick with the ball. Reinhardt with a long pass. He just throws it away.
Yep.
And the ball taken by Brooks. Brooks driving down the lane. Puts it up. No good. Tip is up. That won't go. Rebound finally taken down by Foreman. He brings it back out for Rivas and a three. Yes! There's Rivas. That's five threes tonight for him. 54-15. This is getting ridiculous.
Nice.
Colo tries to lay it in. He got loose. Can't get it to drop. Frederick just can't get it to drop all night. They've had so many balls dancing across that rim. And now substitutions coming.
We're going to have Bajon Bahai and Jayon Penamon.
Sam Nguyen in there. Nguyen. Sam Nguyen also in for Frederick. Frederick with the ball. Alex Ward in there also. Colo gets it over to Antoine Wright. Is that Antoine?
Yep.
Antoine. He lays it up and in. That is Aza Weeks, I should say. Aza Weeks. Aza Weeks wearing number 5 for Frederick. And he comes in and gets a layup.
Penamon now with the ball.
TJ has some people in, too, off the bench.
Jayon Penamon.
Pick him up. High is in there.
Yep.
And as Poe stays in, he draws the foul. 54-17, and this thing is almost out of reach right now.
Yes, it is.
4:07 to go in the third quarter. I think we expected a lot of things tonight, but not a blowout by TJ over Frederick Boys. Poe at the line, and he misses the free throw. And he'll get a second shot.
Coach Schreiber wants his kids to try and keep working hard, keep playing hard. And that's tough to do. That's easier said than done.
Yeah. With it is Weeks.
That's a nice pass.
Weeks underneath and putting it up. Yep. And in a beautiful play from Weeks to Alex Ward. And Ward finishes it off. Good pass there by Weeks. Poe with the ball. As they work the ball in the corner now. Top of the key. Bahai, it's Bahai.
He tried controlling it. Bahai knew he wanted to pass it and didn't really get it far enough out there, and Richard had to come over and just call for the foul.
And the ball goes over to Frederick with 3:37, and we have the running clock. So 3:30 to go in the third quarter. The running clock because of the margin here. 55-19, the TJ boys all over Frederick.
Now,
Weeks with it, Aza Weeks with it.
Sean Giles. Giles is in there.
And here Colo goes Penamon. Loses it.
Penamon.
And driving the other way and laying it in. Who is that?
Jayon Penamon.
Oh, Jayon Penamon. Right, I see him now. Jayon Penamon. What a nice length of the floor drive by Penamon. Frederick with it. Baseline jumper up. That won't go. And the ball is wrestled out of the air by Poe. And J.R. Poe comes the other way for TJ. Poe going to go right to the basket. Squeezes it up. Won't go. Rebound taken down by Frederick. And the Cadets coming the other way.
Try to force that one.
Weeks with it. Weeks with a tricky dribble. Drives towards the basket but puts up a wild shot. And TJ gets the rebound.
Penamon. Good hustle.
Penamon.
Nice pass.
Oh, pass by Penamon to Poe. Puts it in. Penamon to Poe. And Poe just glides in for the buckets. 59-19.
Stolen.
Loose ball. Bahai picking up the loose ball but throws it away. Here comes Reinhardt. Reinhardt
nice
with the 15-footer.
Shot.
Won't go. Wide open. Rebound up and in by Weeks. Aza nice. Weeks.
Weeks has done a nice job coming in for Frederick High. Being in good position in there. Get that put back.
Penamon. Foreman still in there. Over to Poe, who's still in there. Poe
nice
fires
pass.
A pass along the baseline, but they can't finish it off.
Penamon couldn't get it to go.
Penamon got fouled, though, but a beautiful pass under there.
33, Sam. Gwen.
Sean Giles, sophomore?
Yep, he's in.
Sean Giles is in there. Penamon at the free throw line now. And misses the free throw.
Antoine Wright coming in along with Nevis Gordon for TJ.
And Pentagon now with his second free throw, and that's no good either. Rebound to High, but he loses it out of bounds. And the ball will stay with
Frederick.
59-21 as we wind down here in the third quarter of this unexpectedly one-sided boys game, which we thought would be right down to the wire, but that's not the way it's been. Frederick now with a lot of the players off the bench. The jump shot no good. The shots still aren't falling for them. DeHigh gets the rebound.
Giles.
And he gets the outlet pass
nice
to
pass.
Giles. Frederick stealing the ball the other way.
Too many passes.
Shot, too many passes there.
Yep.
It bounces off the chest.
Colo should have gone and take it to hoop.
Colo tried to get the pass to Weeks and went right off his chest.
He could have gone all the way in.
Reinhardt, Eli Reinhardt in the game now. Also Sam Nguyen. Reinhardt with it. Reinhardt to the paint. Gives up the pass. Weeks drives. Oh, a nice block in there by Nevis Gordon. Beautiful block for TJ.
Yep.
They're
clock.
Still making plays.
Yep. Clock continues to run.
Running clock here with the margin now 59-21. Frederick still hanging in.
Nice
Aza
pass.
Weeks with a nice pass underneath. And the ball put in by Eli Reinhardt.
Nicely done there. Great
Weeks
great pass
to Reinhardt. So Weeks has played very well since he's been in there for Frederick. 59-23. TJ with the ball. Working that ball around. Ooh. Up by Bahai. Will that count?
I think there was a foul before.
Yeah.
Oh, offensive.
I think you're right. So the basket will not count. The score stays 59-23 in favor of TJ. Aza Weeks brings the ball up for Frederick. Reinhardt can't handle it, but goes, takes a dive on the floor trying to get it. He's okay, bounces right back up. And the score after three quarters of play now is TJ 59, Frederick 23. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
It's the Morning Mayor, Bob Miller, and a proud member of the Frederick Shell Unlimited Car Wash Club. For as little as $29 a month, you can wash your car as often as you like. It's fast, convenient, and keeps my truck sparkling. Don't forget to ask for the Bob Miller discount, the Frederick Shell Unlimited Car Wash Club. Join today.
York Equipment is rated number one by Consumer Digest, and to get the best, you go to the best, Thompson Best. With York, you get a 10-year parts warranty, a lifetime warranty. Plus, ask them about their rebates. York from Thompson Best, call or go online to bestheatac.com.
Frederick County Basketball, Maryland Terrapins Basketball, all on 930 WFMD Frederick.
Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs, we're live at TJ where... I tell you, you cannot believe the score. It is TJ 59, Frederick 23, and this is the boys' game. And the TJ boys, let me tell you, folks, are for real. That has been established tonight, I think.
Yes, indeed.
And the students are loving it.
Yes, they are.
TJ, Antoine Wright in the game. And he passes the ball inbounds as TJ has the ball into Penniman, who has played well.
Michael Concepcion is in as well.
Concepcion.
There's Antoine.
Oh, Antoine with a scoop shot, and he gets it in.
Nicely done by a senior.
He's got some athletic ability out there, Antoine Wright. Frederick nice. Drives to the basket. A real strong drive by Jameek Hill. 61-25. Penniman.
Ooh, nice.
In the lane. Puts it up. Might have been partially blocked by Jameek Hill.
That was Arrington on the block.
Coughlin. Working that ball outside.
Over and back. Great hustle there by Tariq McKenzie.
Boy.
Causing that turnover.
And Frederick will get the ball. Putting it in play will be Hill. As he gets it into Ose. 61-25 is our score. Back over. It goes to Jameek Hill. He spins.
Ooh, nice block.
Spins right by Coughlin.
That was, I think, going to be on. Foul's going to be on. Concepcion, but that's his first.
Ose will put the ball in play for Frederick, and he gets it in quickly to McKenzie. McKenzie with a three from deep in the corner. That's an air ball, and Antoine Wright will bring it up the other way.
Oh, behind the back dribble by Antoine.
Oh, he he can't quite finish it off. The ball hit the side rim and went off after a beautiful move. Here comes Osei. Osei driving towards the basket. He feeds it back.
Nice shot.
Oh, that's Arrington, the freshman.
He's a nice player too, Pete.
The freshman scores in traffic, 61-27. Penniman with it. He's in traffic too. He kicks it out to Wright. Long shot for three. Gordon won't go. Rebound up, blocked, and taken away by Reinhardt. Reinhardt up to Tariq McKenzie, who lays it up and in. McKenzie from Reinhardt.
Tariq McKenzie.
Penniman now bringing it up, slowing it down for TJ, 61-29.
Nice hustle by McKenzie. He's a steal.
McKenzie with a steal. He drives and puts it up. No good, but got fouled. He'll get two at the line. Tariq, and the foul is going to be on Penniman.
I think Coach Manley wants a timeout.
So the lead is down to
31.
31.
No, 32.
32. It's down to 32. Believe it or not, it was higher. So with 5:49 left in the game, 61-29, the TJ boys, and they are for real. They come in here with an 8-2 record, early losses to Oakdale, and who else did they lose?
Watkins Mill.
Watkins Mill and to Oakdale. Oakdale certainly nothing to be ashamed of there. That was at Oakdale, too, the opening game, and that was closer than the final score indicated.
They've, after that Watkins Mill win, loss, that kind of got their heads right that, okay, yeah, we got to do a better job. We're a better team in this. And they've run off seven straight, beating Linganore, giving them their only loss.
Yep.
And then Tuscarora last Friday. So this club, when they play together, they're somebody to contend with.
This is something tonight. It's been something. 61-29. Rivas with 5 3-pointers tonight. The excellent guard for Thomas Johnson. At the line now is Tariq McKenzie with two shots.
Only a junior, too.
Oh, hard to believe.
Yep, the only senior starter is Foreman.
Shot is up and good. All net there for McKenzie. And Tariq now with 3 points on the night. As everybody in Frederick has been held below their scoring average. McKenzie's shot is up and good as he makes two. And TJ bringing that ball up.
Sean Giles to Antoine.
Giles
Wright
with it. Antoine Wright, good passing to Giles. Giles with a nice move. Giles goes right. Oh, he falls down as he tries to put it in.
That was a tough break for him.
Yeah, he just slipped on the floor went sprawling. And the ball goes over to Frederick now. Jared Brown in the game for Frederick.
Nice play by Gordon.
Oh, Gordon with a good defensive play just knocked it out of McKenzie's hands.
Got him with the body, though. Good defense there by
He tried hard.
Gordon.
And Osei will put the ball in play for Frederick right under their own basket. The lead is at 30 now, 61-31. Nice pass into McKenzie. And McKenzie goes up, and he got hammered and knocked to the floor. Concepcion was there, along with Gordon for TJ. And TJ has the ball to Coughlin. Coughlin easily gets it across the timeline.
Nice pass.
Dribbles past the freshman Arrington. TJ.
Nice
drive along the baseline and up and in by
Giles.
Sean Giles. What a pretty move by Sean. 63-31.
They got to remind I guess it's 35 points, Pete, is the mercy rule.
Okay, the clock. So clock showing 5:08 left in the game here.
It's only 32.
3-point shot up, and that's off the side of the rim. No good. Coughlin gets the rebound, comes right to him. He gets that outlet pass up to Giles. Giles,
nice pass.
Nice moving by Giles. He's just played very well, and he gets good. The ball underneath for the basket.
Michael Concepcion, nice way to gather the ball.
But I'd say Giles did all the work. Concepcion might have got the points there. Frederick continues to work hard. McKenzie loses the ball. Coughlin was off his knee and a push. And they get Osei for this. Push underneath.
A little frustration there.
I tell you, Sean Giles has played very well since he's been in there. Right? Yes, and, of course, you got the coach, John Manley, I'm sure, is noticing these things and thinking, wow.
Well, again, the more minutes these kids can get, they maybe need to be called on later, and that comes into play.
I'll tell you, John Manley has put together quite a
bad
team here.
There.
And easy steal and forcing the, it's Reinhardt.
Nice drive by Eli Reinhardt.
Reinhardt will be at the line.
Chance to make a three-point play here for Frederick.
So Eli Reinhardt with 5 points. He can make it six if he makes the free throw. Timeout is called as Coach Gregory Schreiber has done an excellent job here at Frederick, and he's been here several years, coming from Gettysburg College, where he was a four-year starter at Gettysburg.
They've always been very, very competitive, and this year is one of those years, apparently, that's just not coming around like they wanted to, and that's always tough to swallow. This will be their third loss in a row and four out of the last five.
Yeah, it's really been they look good. I've seen them look good against Quince Orchard.
Yeah, that's the one win they've had was against Esau McQuince Orchard over Tuscarora, and they played extremely well in that game.
So they have some talent, I wouldn't write them off yet, but they're going to have to go back to the drawing board after this one tonight. 65-33 in favor of TJ. And I don't know whether it's Frederick has looked so bad or it's TJ has just looked good. I think TJ has looked good.
They look doing everything, playing very well together, and that's, as we saw the other night with the Ligonier squad, same thing. When those kids play well and they work together well and everybody takes care of their role, the opponents are in for a tough night.
Eli Reinhardt, excuse me, at the line. The shot is up and it is good. So he finishes off the three-point play. Give him 6 points for the night.
Alex Ward back in for Frederick.
And we see Wright back in here for TJ.
Right, Gordon.
There he is. Right. Oh, boy, he's always in motion down there, and he throws the ball.
Yeah, he forced the pass and went off of Frederick, but it was too many Frederick black jerseys in there to try and get that pass through.
TJ will put the ball in play to Behai. Behai drives in the paint, puts up the little short teardrop, won't go. The rebound by Frederick's Reinhardt. Reinhardt comes the other way. Eli Reinhardt throwing, passing on the run very nicely, but it's picked out of the air and brought back down by TJ. Antoine Wright.
he got so excited because I know what he was going to do.
Yeah.
And the kids wanted the dunk, and he got ahead of himself there and lost the ball out of bounds.
Oh, well, he already had a two-handed dunk by Foreman tonight. Well,
that was what Antoine was going to do.
They want to look for another one here, maybe.
Yep. 6'4", he can do it.
And these three-point shots, no good. Rebound taken by Behai. Behai bringing that ball up. He gives it to Giles, and Giles trying to throw a lob pass in for the dunk. Throws it too high. Giles gets the rebound. Fought for under there, and looks like Frederick has come up with it, and I think there's a foul going to be called, too, on TJ.
Alex Ward in there battling real well. He got the ball. I think that was might have been Antoine Wright with the foul.
So Wright will stay in there. Bahai stays in for TJ. Also in there is Gordon. Concepcion and Giles.
Should seven, so this should be a one-on-one.
They're going to come down and shoot it down here. Alex Ward will get the shots here for Frederick.
Sam McGuinn in for Frederick.
Alex Ward's shot is up, and it is no good. The rebound is fought for under there, and Reinhardt comes up with it. Reinhardt gets it again, still chasing that ball, working hard under there for Frederick. And finally, it goes out of bounds off of Frederick, so it'll be TJ Ball. As Gordon puts the ball in play to Behai, lost the dribble, and it goes over to Reinhardt. Reinhardt drives to the basket, puts it up, and no good. Rebound fought for and taken away by TJ's Behai. Nice the high pass. Up to Giles, cuts to the basket and lays it in.
Nice pass from Bahai to Sean Giles.
Talk about recognizing a teammate. Bahai certainly did follow a jumper.
Nice.
Up and in by Asa Weeks.
Nicely done by Asa Weeks.
A follow-away jumper 10 feet away, and he buried it. And then forces the TJ player nearly to go out of bounds. Underneath, put up, and no good. Rebound is loose.
Concepcion hustling here.
Concepcion around the rim and in, he got fouled.
A three-point play by Michael.
Mike Concepcion with 4 points, and he can make it five if he gets the free throw.
Outstanding football player here, TJ. Linebacker.
You can see his speed and his athletic ability, that's for sure.
Strong young man, too.
I tell you, that's a deep team that Coach John Manley has. They are very deep.
He's a senior as well. Antoine Wright, nice ball game by him tonight.
John Manley coming out and shaking hands with the players as they come off the court with less than 3 minutes to go now in the basketball game. A huge, huge win for Thomas Johnson tonight. And they continue to play hard and force Frederick way outside for any kind of shot. And there
Penamon.
In the passing lane is Penamon and lays it up and in. Penamon having a good game. Yes, he has 4 points now tonight. People on the floor. They're still playing hard as these subs come in. And some of them on another team might not be subs. They might be starting because there's some real athletic ability out there that comes off of the bench for both these teams.
Indeed they do.
2:26 to go. 72-36 in favor of TJ. And again, no one expected this. Colo at the line now for two shots. And he'll get another. Saeed Colo. That's his first point of the game. TJ students in celebration mode. Second shot, no good. There's a fight for the rebound. Bahai gets it for TJ. And Bahai gets it over to Gordon as they work that ball around. And TJ will, with this victory, will go to 9-2 on the year. As they're off to a terrific start. Shot from deep in the corner. Three-point shot won't go. But they continue to control the rebound. That shot is no good. Now Frederick finally gets it on the rebound.
Asa Weeks.
Weeks forces it up with three players hanging on him, and he can't get it to go. Giles. Giles drives to the basket. Puts up the little short jumper. It's good. The teardrop by Giles. Sean Giles with 6 points now for TJ. Shot from the corner up, no good. Rebound is taken down by Bahai again. He's everywhere. Playing a good game. To Gordon. And I'd say the Frederick students are taking a victory lap over there. Gordon with it now. Top of the key. Gets it over to Weeks. Driving to the basket, put up, that's just not strong enough, and Reinhardt comes the other way for Frederick. Nice bounce pass underneath, can't get it to go. Beautiful pass by Reinhardt, but they couldn't finish it off, and Bahai comes the other way now for TJ with just a minute to go in the game. The shot is up and good. I think it was Bahai.
Yes.
Did they say who that was? Nope. I'm losing track here. Reinhardt with it now. And it was a foul in the attempted steal by Penniman. And they're just going to let the clock run here with the score 76-37. Oh, yeah. And 76-37, our score, bringing the ball up is Penniman for TJ. To Giles. They're just letting the clock go down. Now he throws the ball away. The ball loose. But again, TJ, just as they have all night, keeps coming up with it. They just, that ball is just attracted to their hands, I guess. Giles just playing catch as the seconds wind down. That's going to be it.
Yep.
76-37 is our final score in favor of the TJ Patriots in this intra-city battle, the first one of 2018. 76-37 in favor of TJ. We'll hold it here for just a moment.
Richard.
Okay, we'll wait for Rivas to come up here. We'll just hold it here and then go back for the commercials and then come back here to wrap it up. We'll just go over some of the scoring here. 4 points for Bahai for TJ, 5 points for Concepcion, 9 points for Commander, 2 points for Brett Coughlin. Braxton Foreman tonight with 18 points, 14 of them coming in the first half. 6 points for Sean Giles, who played well coming off the bench. 4 points for Penniman, who also looked good off the bench. 10 points tonight for J.R. Poe. For Rick Rivas, 15 points on 5 3-pointers. 2 points for Antoine Wright of TJ. I'll go over the Frederick scoring for you. 1 point for Colo, 6 points for Weeks, 11 points for Jameek Hill, 4 points for Tariq McKenzie, 2 points for Alex Ward, 5 points for Jaden Arrington, the freshman, 8 points for Nathan Osei, and that is the scoring for Frederick tonight.
Now we're going to get Richard up here in a few minutes.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back with our post-game interview with Rick Rivas, who had 15 points tonight. Our final score against 76-37 in favor of TJ over Frederick. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Thank Bob Dacey again for a great job as doing the producing tonight on this doubleheader. We've been happy to bring it to you here on WFMD. We've been here since, it seems like, the middle of the afternoon, I think. But it's getting late now. And two one-sided games, but they still were interesting. And the Frederick girls beating almost the identical scores for both games. But Frederick girls beating TJ 76-38, and the TJ boys beating Frederick by a score of 76-37. Boy, you can't come. Who would bet? Somebody would bet on that, I guess. I don't know.
Well, that would have been. We would have probably lost some money on that, because you did not expect the games to be that such blowouts.
Yeah.
In that sense, I don't know what other word to
use.
Well,
the girls, you know, you half think that might happen because the defending state champion Frederick girls are just out of this world. But this game, I thought, would be a lot more competitive. And TJ just is really for real. They're 9-2. They lost those two early games to Oakdale and to Watkins Mill, but they haven't lost since. And they're just on a real roll, and they go so deep. And we saw tonight the proof of how deep that team is. I mean, he was reaching down to his 14th and 15th player, and he wasn't losing that much.
No.
Coach John Manley has a juggernaut in this TJ Patriot basketball team.
They continue to play as they play as tonight. That certainly explains what the reason why they're on that roll right now, because they're clicking on all cylinders for sure. And here come Richard now.
Richard Rivas, we wanted to get him here, the guard for the TJ team, who scored.
Hey, buddy. How are you, buddy? Good. Good.
Can you put on these headsets? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Rich, you know about Richard or Rick?
Richard.
Richard, 15 points on 5 3-pointers tonight. Uh-huh. That's just one aspect of your game. But what's your favorite? Do you like to dribble, steal the ball, or run the team, or shoot?
I like to take I take defense very serious. I feel like defense wins games, and I like to always, you know, guard the best guard and stuff.
And that's the way you've always been, Rich, from when I watched you. You certainly were. It's evident you played ball this past summer at AAU, as you were talking, and you seem to have all the aspects that the coach is looking for in the job that you do, because you're able to penetrate, dish, shoot, steal. I mean, it's very evident watching you that you take this game very seriously and you enjoy playing it.
Yeah, I mean, I've been working all summer especially with a lot of people, you know, a lot of different people. I can name a couple, like one of the dads, Sean Giles' dad, John Giles, Chase Wedge, their assistant coach, Coach Boyd. I've been working very, very hard this season, very hard this offseason. So,
what we were talking, Rich, about the fact that they had a little bumpy start early in the season back in December. What was it that got everybody together after that Watkins Mill loss?
So we bounced back the Damascus game, and we played as a team that game. I think we won by like 30, and we saw like a little glimpse of like what this team could really do if we play as a team. So we kept playing as a team, and our win margin right now is like, I think like 26 points winning margin. So if we keep playing as a team and everyone's happy, then it'll be fun this season.
You go so deep. I mean, the kid's coming off the bench there that probably would start for any other team. Uh-huh. You know?
I mean, it was very, you know, Antoine, I remember last year, he's really playing well this year for you. Brett coming off the bench. It's just great as a team to have that depth. You get a little breather at times. It certainly lets us, people who are watching, know that there's a complete team effort here, and you've got everybody understands their role, and they play to their strength.
Yeah, that's what I like, because I can feel confident, you know, coming out the game and then knowing, you know, someone's going to play 40 feet and 110% just like I will. So I like when, you know, I can come out the game and get a breather and know, trust my teammate that they'll do the same as I will.
Are the games long enough for you, Rich? If you keep on playing, I know the way you are.
I have to ask you, though, were you surprised, a little surprised at this? Because we thought this game would go down to the wire or maybe overtime.
I didn't think the win margin was going to be, you know, that much, but I felt really, really confident, you know, coming into the game, knowing that, like, you know, we keep playing as a team, and how we started at the beginning of the game, I knew, like, it was going to be a pretty good win margin. We keep playing as a team.
Yeah, passing was amazing. Just unselfish. Guys would have open shots, and they'd pass to somebody who they thought had a better shot, you know. And you play like that, you're going to win.
Yeah, our ball of play now is like being very unselfish. We trust each other, so that's what I like about this team.
There you go. That's a key piece there, Richard, for sure. And you're unselfish. Good things happen.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations, and
we'll
be seeing you again down the road.
Right. Richard, always good to see you.
Richard Rivas, he's the guy that makes this team go for TJ, and he scored 15 points tonight on 5 3-pointers, and that just about wraps it up, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. We're going to say goodnight. Want to thank Bob Dacey, our producer tonight at our WFMD studios. Our final score here again was 76-37. Thomas Johnson defeats Frederick. And earlier, the Frederick girls did beat the TJ girls, but the TJ boys got revenge for the girls tonight as they came up with a big victory. And join us again tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, 6:50 airtime. We'll have the FCC game as Frederick Community College goes for their 9th win in a row against Catonsville. And we'll be there to bring you all the live junior college action tomorrow night. For Steve Dibbs, I'm Pete McLeod. A good evening to you from Thomas Johnson High School.
Frederick County Basketball is brought to you by
Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams. Dr. Cappuccino and Cool Sculpting in Mount Airy. Griffith Plumbing, keep it flowing.
Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball.
The Mount St. Mary's University Basketball Team.
The Mark Turgeon Coaches Show. And Frederick County Sports Weekend, featuring Pete McLeod and Ed Lulley.
All this on Mid-Maryland Sports Leader, Free Talk 930 WFMD.